left off last time.
咁今日咧，我哋會繼續上一次講到嘅系列。
In the end time series.
就係關於末後嘅日子。
To look at the signs that will happen before the Lord Jesus return.
咁我哋會一齊去睇下咧，主耶穌基督再嚟之前嘅一啲預兆。
There are two main parts of in today's message.
咁我哋今日嘅信息咧，會分為兩個部分。
In the first part, I will clarify two common misunderstandings about Christ's return.
第一個部分咧，我想澄清一下喺主耶穌基督再翻嚟之前咧，我哋對呢個嘅認識有好多誤解嘅。
It's important for us to be aware of these wrong concepts.
咁其實我哋好需要，亦都係好重要，我哋要去明白或者留意呢啲錯誤嘅觀念。
Because they could have negative effects on our spiritual life and on our relationship with God.
因為一啲錯誤嘅觀念咧，會令到我哋屬靈生命啦，同埋我哋同神嘅關係咧，會有一啲負面嘅影響。
In the second part of today's message, we will look at in detail at the six general signs.
咁喺第二個部分咧，我哋就會一齊去睇下有六個好概括好普遍嘅一啲嘅標記。是關於主耶穌基督再臨的。
They will lead up to Christ's second coming.
這些的標誌就是隨後就是耶穌基督再來了。
So let us turn to our main passage for today in Matthew chapter 24.
那我們現在一起打開今天要看的經文，在馬太福音24章。
We will look at verse 3 to 14.
我們會看第3至14節。
Matthew 24.
馬太福音的24章3至14節。
One common understanding about Christ's return in today's churches is
一個在今日教會很普遍對耶穌基督再來的理解呢
is that the Lord Jesus will surely come in the future.
就是耶穌基督是必定會再來的，在將來的某一日。
However, the day and time cannot be known because the Lord Jesus says in verse 36.
但是呢，具體是哪一天呢，我們是不知道的，因為在36節呢，耶穌都是這樣說。
You can take a look in verse 36.
大家可以一起看看第36節。
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
但那日子那時辰沒有人知道，連天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯獨父知道。
So the first misunderstanding about Christ's return is
咁所以咧，第一個對於基督再嚟嘅誤解就係
Since nobody knows when Jesus will return except Yahweh God Himself.
既然只有 Yahweh 天父佢自己知道究竟主耶穌幾時要再嚟
Then we also don't need to guess about that day.
其他人都不知道的，咁所以咧，我哋就唔需要去猜測究竟係邊一日啦。
So when it's time, Christ will come.
咁總之到咗嗰個時候咧，基督自然就會嚟噶啦。
As a result, Christians are ignorant or unconcerned about Jesus Christ's return.
但係咁樣帶嚟一個後果咧，就係好多基督徒啊，對於耶穌基督再嚟呢件事係非常之無知，或者咧甚至係唔關注、唔關心嘅。
It's true that the Lord Jesus said that no one knows the day.
咁雖然咧，主耶穌講到話，我哋冇人知道嗰個日子、嗰個時辰。
Nor the hour of his return.
對於佢再翻嚟嗰個日子、嗰個時辰，冇人知道。
But the teaching of Christ in chapter 24 is for the purpose of telling us what must first take place before he returns.
但係咧，我哋睇到馬太福音24章入面嘅教導咧，正正係要俾我哋知道耶穌基督再翻嚟之前將會有啲咩預兆或者標誌。
So we could be prepared.
以致我哋可以做好準備。
If we don't know the marks or signs that will first happen before Christ's coming,
咁如果我哋都唔知道耶穌基督翻嚟之前會有啲乜嘢嘅標記同埋預兆
，we will be living in ignorance.
咁我哋咧就會喺好無知嘅裏面生活。
This is a dangerous condition.
咁呢個咧係一個非常危險嘅境況。
Because we can become easily deceived in the last days.
因為咧喺呢個末後嘅日子咧，我哋就會好容易受到迷惑或者欺騙啦。
We are also unprepared for the dangerous time that will come at the end of this age.
我哋咧亦都會喺呢個危險嘅日子要臨到嘅時候咧，都係完全冇做好準備嘅。
as we will see later on in today's message.
就好似我哋將要喺呢今日呢段經文度睇到咁樣。
The second misunderstanding about Christ's return in the church is.
咁喺普遍教會第二個對於基督再嚟嘅一個誤解咧，就係
Christ will come at any moment.
咁耶穌基督咧就係隨時都可能會嚟啦。
And at any time.
或者任何一個時間。
This wrong understanding about Christ's return also spread in the early Thessalonian church.
咁呢一個咁樣嘅錯誤嘅理解咧，其實喺早期喺呢個帖撒羅尼加教會咧都係有存在。
They thought Christ will come at any moment.
咁佢哋就諗啦，因為耶穌基督咧隨時都可能會再嚟啊嘛。
So there's no need to go to work anymore.
咁所以咧，其實我哋都唔需要再去努力做工啦。
So they sold their possessions and passively waited for his coming.
咁所以咧就去賣曬我哋嘅家產啊，然後咧好被動咁就去等待。
Because they thought Jesus might come tomorrow.
因為佢哋就諗，反正可能耶穌聽日就嚟啦。
This is why Apostle Paul needed to clarify this wrong understanding by sending them a letter.
咁正係因為咁嘅緣故咧，使徒保羅要特登寫一封信去澄清、糾正佢哋呢個錯誤嘅理解。
To tell them to go back to work.
叫佢哋要翻去做工。
Because the Lord Jesus would not return as soon as they thought.
因為耶穌基督並唔係佢哋諗到咁樣咁快就嚟到啦。
Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians.
咁我哋可以一齊翻開帖撒羅尼加後書。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
帖撒羅尼加後書嘅二章一至三節。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒羅尼加後書二章。
Verse 1 to 3.
一至三節。
I will read in English first. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellions come first.And the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction.
弟兄們，論到我們主耶穌基督降臨和我們到他那裡聚集，我勸你們，無論有靈、有言語、有冒我名的書信，說主的日子現在就到了，不要輕易動心，也不要驚慌。人不拘用什麼法子，你們總不要被他誘惑，因為那日子以前必有離道反教的事，並有那大罪人，就是沉淪之子顯露出來。
Here Apostle Paul points to the Thessalonian brethren about the signs of Christ's coming.
咁喺呢度咧，使徒保羅就叫嗰啲帖撒羅尼加教會嘅弟兄姊妹去留意耶穌基督再嚟之前嘅一啲預兆。
Like what we will be looking at in Matthew chapter 24.
正如我哋今日喺呢個馬太福音廿四章要睇到嘅。
The Lord Jesus and the end of this age will not come yet unless certain things take place first.
主耶穌基督再嚟之前咧，係一定會有一啲特別嘅事情要首先發生嘅。
Yeah, then in chapter 3 of Second Thessalonians, we don't need to turn.
咁我哋唔需要翻開啦，但係喺帖撒羅尼加後書嘅第三章咧。
Paul warns the brothers and sisters not to use Christ's coming as a reason for laziness.
咁保罗就去警告弟兄姊妹，千祈唔好用耶稣基督再嚟咧作为一个藉口，变得好懒惰、闲懒，唔做嘢。
Let me make a brief summary of part one of today's message.
咁而家等我总结一下我哋今日信息第一个部分。
We saw that wrong concepts about Christ's coming will create dangerous negative effects on our spiritual life.
咁我哋睇到咧，對耶穌基督再嚟，如果有誤解咧，將會令到我哋同神嘅關係係有，或者我哋屬靈嘅生命係有非常唔好嘅影響。
If we are careless about God's word，
咁如果我哋對神嘅話語唔認真、唔小心咁去理解
，about Jesus coming，
特別係關於耶穌基督再嚟嘅
，we could be ignorant of what will happen in the last days。
咁我哋就反而對於呢個末後日子要發生嘅事咧，係一無所知，好無知啦。
And we will become unprepared and are out of touch with God's will.
咁我哋就係毫無準備，並且咧，即係冇辦法去明白神嘅心意。
Yeah, just like the first song we sang today.
咁就好似我哋今日一齊唱第一首嘅詩歌。
Our prayer is to do God's will.
我哋嘅祷告就系希望去实行遵行神嘅旨意
，and His kingdom may come，
以致佢嘅国度咧可以降临。
So this is why we need to study God's word carefully。
咁所以点解我哋咧好需要好小心、好认真咁去学习神嘅话语
？On the other hand，
咁但系另一方面咧
，if we think Christ will come at any moment，
咁如果我哋觉得耶稣基督系随时都可能会嚟咧
，and if this causes us to bebe passive or lazy in our lives.
如果呢個反而導致我哋變得好消極啊，好懶惰。
This is also not pleasing to God as well.
咁呢個明顯都係唔討神嘅喜悅嘅。
So let us be aware of these two misunderstandings about Christ's return.
咁所以咧，讓我哋都小心呢兩個對耶穌基督再嚟嘅誤解。
In the following time, let us move on to understand in detail about the six general signs that will happen before Jesus' return.
咁喺接續落嚟嘅時間咧，讓我哋一齊去睇下耶穌基督翻嚟之前六個好概好普遍性嘅一啲嘅預兆。
Yeah, let us return to Matthew chapter 24.
咁我哋一齊翻去馬太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
馬太福音嘅廿四章。
We'll look at verse 3 to 14.
第三至十四節。
Let me read to you from 3 to 8, and I will ask Grace to read in Chinese from verse 9 to 14.
咁首先咧，我會用英文讀第三至八節啦，然後Grace 就會讀九至十四節嘅。
Verse 3. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying.Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered them, Beware that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet.For nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs.
然后第九节，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们。你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。且有好些假先知起來迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，許多人的愛心才漸漸冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。這天國的福音要傳遍天下，對萬民作見證，然後末期才來到。
So the first general sign of Christ's coming is found in verse 4 to 5.
咁所以第一個關於耶穌基督再嚟嘅一個預兆咧。是比較普遍性的預兆，就是第四至五節。
Yeah, general sign refers to the general tendency of things that would take place in the last days.
咁我講到呢啲所謂普遍性啲嘅一啲嘅預兆咧，係講緊喺末後嘅日子一啲嘅趨勢。
Yeah, the first one is found in 4 to 5. Many deceivers will come in the last days.
咁第一個咧就喺第四到第五節見到噶啦。喺個末後嘅日子咧，會有好多。迷惑人的人士出現。
The present world today is becoming more and more disorderly and chaotic.
咁其實我哋現今呢個社會已經變得越嚟越混亂噶啦。
When there is an increase in disorder, there is also confusion as a result.
咁當越嚟越多嘅混亂出現嘅時候咧，人更加係好迷茫，好唔知點樣。
The Lord Jesus says, in the midst of confusion in the last days.Many deceivers will arise.
咁耶穌基督咧就有話到啦，就係喺呢啲眾多嘅混亂底下咧，係會有好多嘅假先知啊迷惑人嘅事情出現嘅。
If we look at the world today, it's not difficult to see that it's becoming more and more disorderly and confusing on different aspects.
咁其實如果只要我哋細心去觀察一下今日嘅世界狀況咧，你會發現咧已經變得越嚟越冇秩序啦，同埋好多嘅混亂。
For example, the weather is becoming more and more abnormal.
咁譬如啦，我哋睇下天氣已經變得好反常。
Because of global warming.
因為依個温室效應嘅緣故。
In Southwest England, it was reported this past December.
咁喺英國嘅西南部咧，過去十二月嘅時候咧
，it was reported it was especially warm。
咁就報道都話係天氣變得特別嘅暖啊。
And plants and animals were not following their normal winter routines。
以致嗰啲植物同埋動物咧，都冇辦法好似以往咁跟隨冬天佢哋會有嘅嗰個生態咁樣去進行啦。
Because the temperature refused to drop much below 10 degrees。
因為咧，天氣一直都冇降低過十度。
Yeah, do you know hedgehogs?
咁大家知唔知道刺猬係咩動物
？Yeah.
大家都見過嘛？知道嘛
？If you're not too familiar, you can ask Jason. She's good with animals.
咁如果大家唔清楚咧，可以問下我哋當中 Jason 啦，佢就好對動物係好了解嘅。
Yeah, it's kind of a spiky animal with.A mouse head，
咁咧就係一個好似有個老鼠頭，但係咧成身長滿刺嘅一個動物。
Yeah， and they usually go to hibernation during winter time。
咁刺猬咧其實一般喺冬天都有冬眠嘅時間嘅。
But this past December they became confused。
但係咧依個剛剛過去嘅十二月咧，佢哋就好混亂啦。
And they didn't go into hibernation because the weather was so warm。
咁佢哋因為見到天氣咁和暖咧，就冇去冬眠。
So they were still running around in parks and gardens in December.
咁所以十二月嘅時候咧，你仲可以見到刺猬喺一啲唔同嘅公園啦，人哋嘅花園嗰度跑嚟跑去。
Yeah, this confusion of animals because of weather also happened in Canada.
咁其實同樣呢啲動物被到呢個大環境天氣令到好混亂嘅事情咧，喺加拿大都有發生。
Yeah.In Toronto, this past winter, the weather suddenly became warm.
咁喺多倫多咧，同樣喺過去嘅冬天又係變得好暖啊。
Yeah, so the hedgehogs, was originally hibernating.
咁啲刺猬本來係喺度冬眠緊㗎啦。
But in the middle of the winter, the temperature rises really high.
咁但係咧，因為冬天去到一半嘅時候。個氣温又係上升得好緊要。
So they came out of hibernation, thinking spring has already arrived.
咁所以啲刺猬咧就提前結束咗冬眠啦，就以為春天已經嚟咗啦。
Yeah, so after a few days, and the weather dropped again.
咁但係過咗幾日咧，天氣又突然間降翻。
Yeah, so they had to go into sleep again.
咁佢哋又要去冬眠喎。
And so this is on the level of the weather.
咁所以呢個咧就係從天氣嘅層面，我哋去睇到。
Another example about the increasing disorder and confusion in this present age can be observed on the moral level as well。
咁另一個例子令我哋睇到，而家我哋處於依個環境係越嚟越冇秩序啦，好混亂咧，就係從道德層面去睇到。
Homosexuality is being stressed as something that should be accepted in today's society。
咁我哋今日嘅社會咧，係非常強調我哋必須接納同性戀係冇問題嘅。
Teachers in the school are teaching young children。
咁喺學校嘅老師咧，都喺度教導我哋嘅小朋友。
You can choose your own gender when you get older。
當你長大之後咧，你係有權去選擇你嘅性別嘅。
You can choose to be a boy or be a girl as you like。
你係可以隨住你喜好，你選擇你係一個男仔啊，定係一個女仔。
And boys and I mean guys can get married.
咁男人同男人係可以結婚㗎。
A woman and another woman can also get married.
咁女人同女人亦都係可以結婚嘅。
So we see that on the moral level, there's also an increase of disorder and confusion in this present age.
咁所以我哋都睇到咧，喺現今呢個世代咧，其實道德方面啊，都係越嚟越多嘅混亂。
In the midst of this confusion, children are easily misled to believe in degrading values.
咁就係喺眾多嘅混亂裏面啊，特別喺道德層面上咧，我哋嘅孩子係好容易被誤導，以致佢哋都搞唔清個價值觀。
Yeah, so they were led to believe in values that pains God's heart, such as homosexuality and premarital sex.
咁我哋孩子就會被誤導啦，去相信一啲其實係令神好心痛嘅一啲錯誤嘅價值，譬如同性戀啦，或者婚前嘅性行為咁樣。
These are values that have degraded and deviated from Yahweh God's original goodwill.
咁其實呢啲咁嘅價值咧，全部都係降低、貶低咗啊，或者離開咗Yahweh天父本身對人嗰份美好嘅心意。
For a husband and a wife's union in marriage.
特別係對於一個夫妻之間透過婚姻聯合本身有一個好美麗崇高嘅旨意。
Yeah. On the level of religion in today's world.
咁喺今日嘅唔同嘅宗教裡面咧。
We can also observe that more and more deceivers have arisen.
咁我哋都可以睇到咧，越嚟越多迷惑人、欺騙人嘅事情都係發生嘅。
Yeah, I think all of us have heard of the Islamic State.
咁我相信我哋大部分人都聽過伊斯蘭國。
Yeah, they claim to do Allah's will or God's will.
咁佢哋宣稱咧，佢哋喺度履行緊阿拉即係神嘅旨意啦。
Yeah, by waging wars against enemies of Islam through terrorism.
咁佢哋咧就去發動咗好多嘅爭戰啊，有好多嘅恐怖事件發生。
Yeah, many young Muslim boys or girls have been lured into joining them.
咁佢哋就誘惑咗好多咧年輕嘅穆斯林嘅男男女女去加入佢哋。
Yeah, some of them also went from the UK to join them.
甚至有啲係從英國呢一度咧去到加入佢哋。
In March, there was a news that a Christian youth from the UK also went to join the Islamic State.
咁喺三月份嘅時候咧，有新聞報導啊。喺英國竟然有一個基督徒嘅年青人都去咗加入伊斯蘭國。
Yeah, this youth grew up in church.
咁呢個年青人其實喺教會長大嘅。
But was influenced by his friends.
但係咧受到佢嘅朋友影響。
And he was eventually killed when he fought for the Islamic State in Syria.
咁最終咧，佢喺敍利亞嗰度因為打仗幫呢個伊斯蘭國打仗嘅時候咧，就死咗啦。
Yeah, so his mother was really heartbroken.
咁佢媽媽當然心都碎咗啦。
Yeah, and some girls after joining Islamic State became sex slaves.
咁有啲女孩子咧，因為加入咗伊斯蘭國，其實最終就成為一個性奴，即係性嘅奴隸咁樣。
When they wanted to leave, they couldn't.
咁當佢哋想離開，當然佢哋係唔係咁輕易可以離開啦。
Yeah, so all these are also on the news.
咁呢啲都係新聞可以見到嘅。
Not only on the level of religion in the world today, we can see more and more deceivers coming.
咁所以唔單止咧喺宗教方面，我哋睇到越嚟越多欺騙迷惑人嘅事情啦。
What the Lord Jesus says in verse 4-5 about deceivers coming in His name is happening in the Christian circle as well.
咁耶穌咧喺第四到第五節講到會越嚟越多有人冒佢嘅名啊嚟迷惑人嘅事情咧，其實喺基督教嘅圈子都係發生緊。
One example is the cult in China called Almighty God.
咁其中一個例子咧就喺中國大陸有一個異端係叫做全能神或者東方閃電。
A woman from Henan province claimed to be Christ.
咁喺河南省咧，就有位女士企出嚟宣稱自己係一個女基督。
Yeah, and through many different kinds of temptations, many people, including ignorant Christians, were also deceived to follow her.
咁佢透過好多嘅手段啊，好多嘅引誘誘惑人咧，就吸引咗好多嘅人，甚至係基督徒都去跟隨佢。
Yeah, this cult has spread to Hong Kong and to the U.S. and Canada.
咁呢一個異端咧，唔單止傳到香港啦，甚至喺美國啊、加拿大都有。
In the U.S., there was also the tragedy caused by a person called David Koresh.
咁喺美國咧，亦都曾經有一個悲劇咧，係因為一個叫做大衛考雷什嘅人。
He's from the Seventh Day Adventists.
咁佢就係喺呢個係咪末世聖徒？五旬節會，唔好意思，就係五旬節會嘅一個咁嘅教派嗰度嘅。
In the 1990s, he claimed to be Christ.
咁喺1990年代咧，佢就宣稱自己係基督啦。
Yeah, and led astray about 76 followers.
咁咧就引導咗76個會眾咧去跟住佢。
And they all committed suicide in the end.
而76個信徒咧最終全部自殺。
Yeah, so the first sign, general sign of Christ's coming is that the world is heading towards a more disorderly and confusing state.
咁所以第一個關於基督耶再嚟嘅預兆咧，就係整個世界都會越嚟越多嘅缺乏秩序啦，同埋好多嘅混亂。
Many deceivers will come, claiming to have come in Christ's name.
好多欺騙迷惑嘅人咧，會假冒耶穌基督嘅名起嚟，宣稱自己就係基督。
Yeah, also claiming to be Christ.
係啦，佢宣稱話自己係基督。
Yeah, the second sign is found in verse 6.
咁第二個嘅預兆標記咧，就喺第六節。
And to the first half of verse 7.
一路去到第七節嘅頭半句。
There are about rumors of wars and kingdoms will fight against kingdom.
就係一啲關於打仗嘅風聲、謠言。
And wars.
同埋實質嘅戰爭。
This sign is also not too difficult to observe these days.
咁其實呢個預兆咧都係唔難去發現噶，去留意到噶。
Last year we had the Paris terrorist attack.
咁舊年我哋就經歷咗呢個巴黎嘅恐怖事件襲擊啦。
And wars have been going on in Syria.
咁喺敍利亞一路都有好多嘅戰爭。
And in March we had the Brussels airport bombing.
咁今年三月又有布魯塞爾嘅機場入面炸彈爆炸。
And last week we heard about the news that North Korea was testing their missiles.
咁上個禮拜咧，亦都聽到北韓咧喺度測試佢哋嘅嗰啲導彈。
Even though the test was unsuccessful.
雖然咧呢個咁嘅測試係唔成功嘅。
Yeah, so wars and rumors of wars will intensify as the end of this age is drawing near.
所以咧，戰爭同埋關於戰爭呢啲咁嘅風聲咧，只會越嚟越加劇，特別當呢個末後日子已經臨，即係越嚟越近啦。
Yeah, let us move on to the third general sign.In the second half of verse 7.
咁我哋而家咧就去到第三個依個普遍性嘅標記或者預兆啦，就喺第七節嘅第二個部分。
There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
多處必有饑荒同埋地震。
Yeah, it's true. In recent times, unpredictable weather and wars have caused harm to agriculture around the world.
咁其實咧喺我哋近年來都會發現啊，好多因為冇辦法預測嘅天氣狀況或者一啲嘅戰爭咧，都導致全球唔同嘅農業受到一啲影響。
And higher magnitudes of earthquakes are happening in different places as well.
咁而越嚟越高強度嘅地震咧，都喺世界各地發生。
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago in Japan and in Ecuador.
就好似兩個禮拜前度啦，喺日本啦，同埋依個厄瓜多爾發生嘅地震一樣。
So after looking at the second and third sign about wars, famines, and earthquakes, you may be wondering one question.
咁可能我哋睇咗第二同埋第三個呢啲嘅預兆之後咧，關於有戰爭啦、有饑荒啦、有地震，可能大家心裡都有個問題。
These disasters seem to have already existed throughout history.For quite a while.
咁其實喺人類歷史裏面啊，已經一路都有呢一啲咁樣嘅災害㗎啦，災難㗎啦。
Yeah, wars happened in earlier times.
咁喺更加早嘅時間都開始有戰爭㗎。
When there was a war, famine will result as well.
咁好多時候因為有戰爭，亦都會帶嚟饑荒。
Yeah, great earthquakes in different parts of the world had been recorded in history.
在歷史裡面都有多次不同程度的地震都有被記載。
So, aren't wars, famines and earthquakes already common for quite a long time?
咁所以我哋就問啦，其實戰爭啊、饑荒、地震唔係都存在或者已經有好長時間咁一路有發生嘅咩？
How then can they be indications to show Christ's return?
咁呢啲不斷有發生嘅事情，又點樣可以成為耶穌基督再嚟嘅一個指標咧？
Yeah, the answer is found in verse 8.
咁我哋咧可以喺第八節揾到個答案。
Let us look at verse 8 carefully.
咁我哋一齊細心睇下第八節。
These disasters are compared to birth pains of a woman.
在这里这些灾难是跟一个妇人要生产那种痛苦感作了一个对比。
When she delivers a baby,
就好像妇人就来要生 BB 的时候就会有这个产的痛楚了。
Yeah. As the baby is about to be born, the birth pains of the mother will increase.
那当 BB 就来要出世的时候那这个阵痛就更加紧要了。
It will increase in intensity and also in frequency.
就即係話咧，好似一個媽媽就嚟生 BB 嗰種陣痛會越嚟越強烈同埋越嚟越頻密。
In the same way, verse 8 shows us that as the coming of the Lord Jesus is drawing closer.
咁同樣道理咧，喺第八節講到，當耶穌基督再嚟嘅日子係越嚟越近嘅時候
，wars, famines, and earthquakes will become increasingly intense and frequent.
咁呢啲咁嘅戰爭啦、饑荒啊、地震等等咧，係會越嚟越激烈、劇烈，同埋係好頻繁嘅。
Yeah, like birth pains just before a woman's delivery.
就好似正如一個婦人咧，就嚟要生孩子嗰啲陣痛係，亦都係咁樣越嚟越頻繁同劇烈。
Yeah, the next two general signs we'll be looking at are directly related to Christians.
咁而接住我哋要睇嘅另外兩個基督再嚟嘅預兆係同基督徒直接有關嘅。
The fourth sign is found in verse 9.
咁第九節就話俾佢聽第四個嘅預兆。
That Christians will be hated and persecuted by all nations.
基督徒咧將要被各國其他人都去恨惡同埋逼迫。
Yeah, we can see this sign has not yet fully taken place.
咁我哋睇到咧呢一個嘅預兆，仲未完全嘅應驗啦，發生。
Around the world, we do see Christians in many countries being persecuted.
雖然我哋環顧四周咧，喺世界各地的確有唔同嘅基督徒係被逼迫嘅。
So this mark is coming into fulfillment steadily.
咁所以咧，呢一個預兆係已經慢慢咁應驗緊。
Yeah, Christian brothers and sisters in countries such as Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, Syria, North Korea, etc., and parts of China are being persecuted.
咁我哋有好多基督徒嘅弟兄姊妹，如果佢哋系喺一啲好似巴基斯坦啊、蘇丹啊、伊朗啊、敍利亞、北韓同埋中國某一啲嘅地區咧，其實佢哋都係一路有受逼迫嘅。
A few months ago, when I visited Canada, I watched a TV program.
咁咧就喺幾個月之前，當我要翻返去加拿大嘅時候咧，我睇咗一個電視嘅節目。
It's about Christians in Pakistan were persecuted by Muslims。
咁呢個電視節目咧就係關於喺巴基斯坦嘅基督徒咧點樣俾穆斯林去逼迫。
These Christians were beaten and even killed in Pakistan because of their faith。
咁呢啲係巴基斯坦嘅基督徒啊，係因為佢哋信仰嘅緣故咧，被到啲穆斯林去毒打同埋甚至殺害啊！
Yeah, their lives were literally in danger every day.
佢哋嘅性命咧，每一日都係受到威脅嘅。
So many of them chose to flee the country to Thailand.
咁好多咧就因為咁就要逃離巴基斯坦去到泰國。
So they would buy the cheap tickets, flight tickets to go to Thailand.
咁佢哋就會買一啲好平嘅機票啦，就去逃到去泰國嗰度。
Try to stay there.
希望可以留喺嗰度。
To be asylum seekers，
去成為咧庇護尋求者，即係尋求庇護咯。
They hope the UN can help them out。
咁佢哋好希望聯合國可以幫助佢哋。
However, the process is taking a long time。
但係咧，因為呢個程序啊手續係要好長時間嘅。
So they were put in confined places, even in jails in Thailand for entering the country illegally。
咁結果就係喺等待嘅時候咧，佢哋係被全部收留喺一啲好密集、好逼仄嘅地方啦，甚至係監獄喺泰國裏面。
And one journalist asked one of the Christian brother if he regretted coming to Thailand.
咁有一個記者咧就去問到其中一位係基督徒嘅弟兄：你從來有冇後悔過你咁樣嚟到泰國咧
？Because they couldn't have freedom.
因為佢哋咁樣不合法咁去到泰國咧，係冇曬自由啦。
Only live in a really poorly condition。
咁佢哋亦都住喺一個非常之差嘅環境嗰度。
But this Christian brother answered, not at all, because here they don't need, he and his family doesn't need to face death threats or abuse.
咁呢位基督徒嘅弟兄就話：當然唔會後悔啦，因為最少喺呢一度，我哋同埋家人唔需要再面對死亡嘅威脅或者好多各方面嘅一啲嘅侵犯啊等等。
Which they used to face so frequently each day when they were in Pakistan.
因為對比佢哋喺巴基斯坦嘅時候咧，佢哋卻係經常要去面對呢一啲嘅。
For us who are living in the UK, the present time seems relatively peaceful.
咁但係喺我哋當中，我哋住喺英國嘅，似乎作為基督徒咧，仍然係幾太平啊。
However, this peaceful time, as the word of the Lord tells us, will not last forever.
但係咧，正如耶穌基督好清楚話俾我哋聽咧，咁樣平靜嘅日子係唔會永永遠遠咁持續落去嘅。
You don't need to turn. Let me read to you Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 12.
咁大家唔使翻開啦，我會為大家讀喺提摩太後書第三章第一同埋第十二節。
Paul's writing here also echoes with Jesus' teaching in Matthew 24.
咁其實保羅喺依個提摩太後書所講嘅咧，都係回應翻馬太福音第24章耶穌所講嘅。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.But realize this, that in the last days, difficult time will come. And verse 12, indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在第一節說，你該知道末世必有危險的日子來到。十二節，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶穌裡敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So let us treasure this relatively peaceful time to press on together.And grow together in our relationship with Yahweh God.
咁所以希望我哋大家咧都珍惜而家我哋所享受呢個相對太平嘅日子，一齊努力咁去同神Yahweh天父建立呢份關係。
And to follow closely after Christ's footsteps before the worldwide persecution of Christians come in the last days.
亦都咧好緊緊咁跟隨耶穌基督嘅腳蹤，係因為我哋要係預備好自己咧喺。末後末世嘅時候，可能普世性整個世界裡面，基督徒都會受到逼迫。
Yeah, so this is the fifth sign, the worldwide persecution of Christians in the last days.
咁所以咧，普世性即係全球基督徒受逼迫，呢個就係耶穌基督再嚟。
Sorry, the fourth sign.
嘅第四個指標啦。
Yeah, at the end of this age, not only will there be pressure, from the outside of the church.
咁喺呢個末後嘅日子咧，唔單止外面要有好多嘅壓力。
But within the church there will also be pressure and intense spiritual battles。
就算喺教會裡面內部，都會有越嚟越多嘅壓力啊，同埋困難嘅。
Spiritual battles。
一啲屬靈嘅戰爭。
We can see this point in the fifth general sign。
咁我哋咧就可以從第五個普遍性嘅呢個預兆見到啦。
It's in verse 10 to 12.
就是第十至十二節。
Yeah, you can take a look.
大家可以睇下24章十至十二節。
Yeah, these three verses refer to the situation among Christians in the last days.
咁呢三節咧都係講俾我哋聽咧喺末後日子基督徒將要面臨嘅一啲嘅情況。
The love of many Christians will grow cold because there is an increase of lawlessness within churches.
很多基督徒信徒他們的愛心會越來越冷淡，因為不法的事情特別在教會裡面是要增多。
And many false prophets will also arise to lead many people astray.
而且很多假的先知也會起來去誤導，帶人離開真理。
And many will fall away from faith and betray one another and hate one another.
很多人都會因為這樣跌倒去離開背叛佢哋嘅背叛彼此，甚至行彼此行惡。
So from these verses, we see the intense spiritual battles that will be happening in churches near the end of this age.
咁所以咧，我哋從呢一度會睇到非常劇烈嘅屬靈爭戰咧，將會喺教會裡面發生。
This all sound very terrible.
咁呢啲聽落去咧都係哇好恐怖。
However, we thank the Lord for telling us in advance of what will be happening in the last days.
但係咧，我哋要去感恩，即係主耶穌已經預先啊話俾我哋聽喺末後日子究竟會發生啲咩嘅事情。
Yeah, so we may prepare well and not fall into the danger of losing our love for God and for each other.
以致我们可以做好准备，不会落入这个危险去对神或者对彼此失去这份爱心。
We see the reason for the love of many to grow cold is because of lawlessness.
我们刚才都看到了，为什么很多人的爱心会日渐冷淡呢？就因为不法的事情增多。
Yeah, and an increase of it.
是的，就是会有很多不法的事情会发生，并且增多。
What does lawlessness mean?
那究竟不法是什么意思呢？
Here, lawlessness does not refer to the situation in the world.
那在这里说的不法，不是只是说在世界的情况，大情况。
Yeah, it does not refer to the situation in the world.
是的，它不是指这个世界里面的情况。
But here it refers to the spiritual condition within churches and among Christians in the last days.
而是特别指到末后日子，在教会里面和基督徒他们当中这个属灵的状况。
Yeah, lawlessness will be a mark that will become more and more prominent within churches as the end of this age is near.
不法咧將會成為一個越嚟越明顯嘅標記，就係喺好多教會裏面咧都會有咁樣嘅情況，就係當我哋越嚟越近呢個世界嘅終結。
Being lawless means a person has forsaken the righteousness of God.
其實不法嘅意思咧就係話有個人佢已經完全去丟棄離棄神嗰份公義。
Instead, they become unrighteous.And unholy.
他们呢反而变得很不公义和不圣洁。
The person has rejected God's kingship in his life and become disobedient.
他在他生命里面已经拒绝了神的主权，神的王权，也都是非常不顺服。
Yeah, let me read to you Jude chapter 1 verse 8 to give you a glimpse of what a lawless person is like.
我会用犹大书一章八节咧，俾大家睇下究竟一个不法嘅人咧系点样嘅。
Yeah. Jude 1 verse 8. Yet in the same way, these dreamers also defile the flesh, reject authority, and slander the glorious ones.
犹大书一章八节，这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体，轻慢主治的，毁谤在尊位的。
Here we see these people who are lawless in the church will openly despise God's authority.
咁我哋睇到咧呢一啲不法嘅人咧喺教会里面嘅人，佢哋系会公然去轻慢神嘅嗰份权力，佢嗰份嘅权柄。
And also, they will despise God's servant's authority.
同样咧，佢哋唔会尊重咧神嘅仆人嗰份从神嚟嘅权柄。
Causing divisions and slandering in the churches.
会带来教会里面有很多的纷争、结党，还有一些彼此毁谤。
These deeds of lawlessness will become increasingly more severe in the last days.
这些不法的行为事情只会是越来越严重。
As Matthew 24 verse 10 tells us, people will hate each other and betray each other in churches.
正如马太福音24章第10节告诉我们，那时咧会有好多人彼此陷害啊，彼此恨恶。
Because of such kinds of lawless deeds in church, no wonder the love of many will start to grow cold.
咁就系因为教会里面都有咁多不法嘅事情发生咧，好多人嘅爱心就会冷淡。
Even to the point of falling away and losing their faith in God.
甚至咧去到个地步，佢哋会完全失去信心，亦都去离弃佢哋嘅信仰。
Yahweh Father has already told us these things in advance.
咁其實 Yahweh 天父咧已經提前咧去話俾佢聽呢啲事情噶啦。
Here through Jesus' teaching, so we can be prepared to face this kind of situation in the last days.
就係特別透過主耶穌嘅教導去話俾佢聽啦，以致我哋可以更加好咁預備點樣去面對呢啲情況。
Not to be dragged down spiritually.
以致我哋熟灵嘅生命咧，唔会因为呢啲事情被拖垮。
So how should we respond to this warning?
咁我哋应该点样去回应呢啲咁样嘅警告咧
？So firstly, let us beware of lawlessness.
咁首先我哋要去小心防范呢啲不法嘅事情。
To be careful not to become a lawless person ourselves.
我哋要小心自己唔好成为咗嗰个不法之子，嗰个唔好系咯呢啲行不法事情嘅人咯。
Who reject God's kingship and forsakes God's righteousness.
我哋唔好去拒絕神喺我哋生命中嘅王權，同埋去離棄神嘅公義。
Secondly, let us read together, in Matthew 24, verse 13.
咁咧，我哋而家可以一齐读24章嘅第13节啊。
You can choose to read in English or in Chinese.
咁你可以用你喜欢嘅语言，无论中文或英文读出。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
1, 2, 3.
唯有忍耐到底的，
the one who endures to the end,
he
will be saved. Yeah.Here we see if we endure in our faithfulness and obedience to God.
咁喺呢度我哋睇到咧，如果我哋能够向神呢份忠心同埋顺服，一路去坚持忍耐到底嘅话咧
，and hold fast to righteousness and love.
并且持守住公义同埋爱心。
Yeah, we will be saved in the end.
咁我哋咧最终先可以得救。
So may verse 13 be our reminder in a time of intense spiritual battle.
咁希望當我哋處於呢啲咁嚴峻嘅屬靈爭戰當中嘅時候咧，十三節都成為我哋一個好好嘅提醒。
Yeah, let us move on to the sixth and the final general sign of Christ's coming.
咁我哋而家要嚟到第六個，亦都係最後一個呢度講俾你聽嘅耶穌基督嚟前嘅一個預兆或者指標。
In verse 14, the Lord Jesus says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world."As a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
喺第十四節咧，耶穌基督咁話：，這天國的福音要傳遍天下，對萬民作見證，然後末期才來到。
So far, we have looked at these general signs, and they are all quite negative.
咁我哋到目前為止咧，都睇咗唔同嘅。耶穌離前嘅預兆啦，但係全部都好似係比較負面嘅。
It paints a great picture about what will be happening。
咁都已經幫我哋咧去描繪咗究竟耶穌離之前係大概係點樣嘅情況啦。
However, the sixth sign is quite exciting and positive。
但我哋睇到呢個第六個嘅預兆係叫人非常之振奮同埋係好積極嘅。
Amidst the difficult times in the last days。
在末後日子咁艱難嘅時候
，Even though many Christians will fall away，
雖然有好多基督徒咧都會去背叛啊，或者走錯路啦，離棄佢哋信仰。
Many Christians' love will grow cold，
甚至好多基督徒嘅愛心都係冷淡啦。
God can still work right through to the end，
但係神仍然可以繼續去嘅工作。
Yeah， he works through a small group of faithful Christians。
他可以使用一小群忠心的基督徒去工作。
Despite much persecution and lawless deeds in the church，
虽然教会里面可能有逼迫啦，有不法的事情。
The gospel of the kingdom will still be preached to all nations。
但是咧，神天国的福音咧，仍然要传遍地极，去到万国万民。
So people may have the chance to know the good news of Christ。
以致人都可以有機會聽到耶穌基督嘅福音
，and come to believe and trust in Yahweh God，
亦都可以去信服我哋嘅耶和神。
Yeah, so this sixth sign is quite positive if you meditate on it。
咁所以當我哋思考嘅時候咧，思想嘅時候，你會發現第六個呢個預兆係非常之積極嘅、正面嘅。
The question then is, will we be found among the small group of faithful Christians？
但是呢，我們現在要問的就是我們是不是屬於這小群對神忠心的基督徒呢？
Who will co-work with God to bring the gospel to all nations in the last days?
我們是不是會是這一群基督徒這樣跟神同工，將福音帶到去萬國萬民呢？
I would like to close today's sharing with 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12 to
13。 那我也想用彼得後書嘅三章十二至十三節咧，嚟結束今日嘅呢個信息。
Let us turn to Second Peter chapter 3 verse 12 to 13。
喺彼得後書三章十二至十三節。
Second Peter chapter 3。
係啦 ，towards the end。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 12 to 13。Verse 12.
第十二節。
Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Here, Apostle Peter encourages, in the last days, we are to wait and hastening the coming of the day of God.
咁呢一度咧，使徒彼得系鼓励我哋喺末后嘅日子，我哋需要去等待并且切切仰望，催促神佢再翻嚟，佢嘅日子嚟到。
Yeah, the word 切切 in Chinese actually means to speed up or to hasten.
咁喺中文翻譯咧，有切切呢個詞咧，其實就係代表我哋要去加快啦，去催促啦。
This means we are not passive as we wait for the return of Christ。
亦都係話俾你聽啊，我哋喺等待嘅過程並唔係完全被動消極嘅。
Yeah, there is something each of us can do actively。
我哋每一個人都有一啲可以去積極主動去做嘅事情。
In order to co-work with God to speed up Christ's return。
係以致我哋可以同神去同工啦，去催促主耶穌基督再翻嚟。
We can take initiative to spread the gospel both through our words and through our deeds。
我哋可以主動去用我哋嘅言語啦、行為咧，去見證同埋宣揚神嘅福音。
So the day of Christ's coming can be hastened。
咁我哋咁樣做嘅時候，就可以去催促加快耶穌基督再翻嚟嘅日子。
Yeah, so more and more people can come into the knowledge of salvation。
咁樣亦都可以令到更加多嘅人咧，可以去認識救恩呢個道理嘅福音。
Yeah, which God has given us in Christ Jesus。
就係神通過耶穌基督咧賜俾我哋。
So may 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12-13 and the sixth general sign in Matthew。24 become our goal and reminder.
咁都希望咧，彼得后书嘅三章十二节啦，同埋马太福音24:14等等，都成为我哋一个目标啦，同埋一啲嘅提醒。
That we might be found among the faithful people whom God can use in the last days.
希望我哋咧都可以成为神喺末后日子能够使用嘅嗰群基督信忠心嘅信徒。
As we take initiative to share the good news of salvation in Christ through our words and our good deeds.
让我们都可以积极主动的去用我们的生命，我们的言语行为去宣扬基督这个拯救人的好信息。
Just as the Lord Jesus taught his disciples that you are the light of the world.
正如耶稣基督都教他的门徒，我们是世上的光。
So people may through us, see the salvation of God in Christ.
以致咧，周圍嘅人都能夠喺透過我哋睇一到神嘅救恩。
This is the message for today.
咁呢個咧就係今日嘅信息啦。
Let us close in prayer.
咁我哋一齊禱告結束。
Ask grace to pray.
Okay, 咁我哋可以一齊祈禱啊。